Hi, this is Cass Garcia and you are listening to the podcast. This was created to help you transform your life and become the best version of yourself.
Hey guys, Cass Garcia here. Welcome back to the podcast. I had a 3 or 4 week break now. I just moved houses into a beautiful new place right in front of the beach, which has always been my dream. And before I get into the episode today, thanks so much for being back. If I can just ask you one thing, please give me a rating on Apple iTunes. That really helps me grow and spread the word. And we're going to be talking about overthinking today, because I get asked this question a lot. How do I stop overthinking, Cass? And it's not an easy thing to do. We all do it at some stage of our lives with something that is getting in the way of us doing whatever it is that we want to do to achieve our goals. So before I really dive into it, let me ask you a question. If you thought about all the amazing things in your life, all the positive things, you know, how good looking you are, how much money you have, you know, the nice car that you have, the spouse, the husband that you have, or your beautiful kids, if you only thought about the good things in your life, would you want to stop thinking about that? You wouldn't, right? Because you're thinking about the good things that make you happy. So the question here is not how to stop overthinking, because you wouldn't want your brain to stop thinking. You don't want your lungs to stop breathing. You don't want your heart to stop beating. You want your brain in the highest function that it can have. You just need to understand how to shift your thinking. How to shift where are you putting your focus, because where your focus goes, energy flows. And that becomes your reality. So understand that we are always going to be in situations where we are going to tend to overthink. So you need to have a plan to shift where your focus is. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Come with me. So there are 5 things that are really important when we're talking about overthinking. And the number one, and one of the most important, it's probably not the most important, but it's really important as well, is self-awareness. Understanding yourself. What is in your life that is making you anxious, stressed, sad, angry? Build self-awareness at any moment in your life. And what you have to do is stop and think about it. What am I thinking about right now? And how do I feel right now? And start writing those things down. Have like a little journal of your how do I feel right now? And you will notice that a lot of the times there are triggers that are making you feel a certain way. And when you feel that certain way, you then start overthinking. That might be because you have a fear. That might be because you're sad, you're angry, whatever it might be. So self-awareness is key. But you can never read the label of a jar if you're inside the jar. So try to look at your life from an outsider. Maybe even ask your close ones, how am I? What are the 5 things about me that you really like, and the 5 things about me that you would change if you could? And don't take it so personally, because you're asking them to give you that opinion, but become self-aware, because those things are the things that you can trick and change. And that way, you then will know what it is that is causing you to overthink, and then you'll be able to change. The second thing is stop trying to be perfect. Stop trying to have the perfect version of whatever it is that you're producing. If you are a musician, for example, and you want to put some music out there, stop trying to just have your music perfect and just put your music out there. And then the people listening to it, they will tell you what they want you to change. You start understanding, okay, maybe I made a mistake here and I made a mistake there. But if you never put your music out there because it's not perfect, you will never going to get ahead. You're never going to be successful how you want to be or whatever it is that you want. And we live in a world that people are used to put filters to show their life to you, to us, to everyone. So when you see someone, it might not be what you actually see that it's happening right there and then. Because everyone is trying to show their lives as being perfect, being fit, and being really happy. But we all have bad times in our lives. But you don't see that because people don't want to post that. They only post the nice, amazing things that are happening, and they have so much money, and they travel all the time, and they're so healthy. But reality is, everyone has their own problems. So, perfection, it's just a mask in front of your fear. Because if you're trying to be perfect, it's because you have a fear of being judged by other people. Forget about that. Who cares about what other people think? Because they are thinking about themselves, they're not thinking about you. So do not aim for perfection. Aim for progression in your life. Try to progress tiny bit by bit every single day. And then at the end of the year, you have progressed so much and you improved so much that for other people, you are perfect. Because now you progressed so much that maybe whatever it is, your music, it's so good right now. Third thing that I want to talk about, and this one, it's hard for me to talk about it because I do it all the time, but stop trying to controlling everything around you. And only focus on the things that you can actually control. What do you mean, Cass? I mean, who cares if Trump or Biden is going to win the elections in America? You cannot control that. So don't worry about that. Worry about the things that you can change, the actions, the things that you can do right now. Because if you stop, if you're always thinking about the things that you cannot control, you overthink because you cannot control them. So you think, oh my God, now Biden's going to win and he's going to do all these crazy things and then, whoa! And then, how is that good for you? It's not. So stop trying to control everything. And then if you can only put your focus on things that you can control, what you can do today, what you eat today, if you exercise, if you read a book, if you meditate, if you put good things, good information into your brain, if you hang out with good people, those are the things that will make a difference in your life. And those are the things that you can control. So stop trying to control everything. And then, number four, put your life into perspective. A lot of people are complaining about the aircon not working. They're complaining because it's raining outside. They're complaining because they don't have enough clothes to wear. They're complaining because they have gray hairs. But then put your life into perspective. Did you know that today, 25,000 people are going to die because they don't have food to eat? They are starving. Not all the other people that are going to die, but just the people starving. Starvation is a massive problem in the world. So if you have food in your table, you are lucky. If you have all your limbs, focus on that. I know people that don't have arms, don't have legs, and still, they focus on the things that they do have. and they have amazing lives. Perspective is key. And again, stop looking at those people on Instagram and Facebook. They are not giving you the right perspective. They are giving you the wrong perspective. Look at real life situations and the things that you have. Did you know, if in Australia, for example, if you get paid $50,000 a year, you are on the top 1% of the richest people in the world. In America, in Australian dollars. 1%. Isn't that amazing? Imagine how many people will die because they have cancer, they have AIDS, they have COVID, whatever it is. Put your life into perspective. Because that way, you then will start to see the good things that you have, the things that you have to be grateful for. And then when you put your life into perspective, practice it, practice gratitude. Because if you're not thankful and grateful for the things that you have right now, why are you even bothering? Overthinking about everything else. Right? And then the last thing that I have to say is, and I'm going to say it, and I'm going to give you a tip that it's not just, because a lot of people say, and the last thing is, have a plan. But not just any type of plan, because people think, oh, okay, have a plan. Understand, plan your days ahead. And understand the things that can get in the way. And plan for those things too sometimes. What I do every Sunday is I sit down and I try to have a calendar, like a schedule of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, next Sunday. What are the things that I get to do this week? How can I plan my week better so I have more time doing the things that make me happy, that give me energy with the people that I love? How can I compact a lot of my work and the things that I don't like to do, but I get to do? Because they are part of my job and they're part of what I do. And then how can I work really hard at 2 or 3 hours and kill all, you know, smash all those things? So then I can focus on the good things. So plan. Don't wake up and do a to-do list. If you're doing that, you're not being proactive. You're being reactive. Being proactive means planning a week, a month, a year, 10 years ahead. So when I say have a plan, this is what you do. Digress. 10 years from now, where do you want to be? Write it down. Now, what are the things that I have to do in the next 5 years to get to that goal? Write it down. Now, what are the things that I have to do in the next year to get to that those 5 years? Write it down. And then keep it writing down until you get to this moment. And then when you schedule your next week, you know the things that you get to do to achieve your goals. And that way, when things get in your way, the things that you cannot control, you already have planned for that. So you already know the answer to not overthink it. This is what I have for you today. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to The Podcast with Cass Garcia. If you enjoyed this episode, please share with anyone who needs to receive this message. And also, leave a rating and review on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you are listening. If you are interested in getting one-on-one coaching with Cass or be part of his group coaching, please go to www.coachcass.life or follow his Instagram page on cassgarcia.podcast. See you next time.